Just we didn't think of anyone we could invite that would actually tolerate, like, his group of... I mean, he doesn't have many friends aside from us anyway, but, like, the group of friends he has are, like, crazy, whacked out, gun-having, like, emo kids with tons of tattoos, and they're way younger, and I don't think they would...
Gun-having?
I don't think they would... Yeah, a lot of them are, like, big gun freaks and stuff like
that. That's a weird combination.
It is a strange combination, yeah. And I don't know how much they would be able to tolerate you guys.
Oh, really?
Or me, for that instance.
Or how much you'd be able to tolerate them?
I can tolerate anyone, Ian.
That's good.
My abide engine isn't broken.
Nice. Welcome to the Futile Podcast. Tonight, we're talking about Thor. Kenneth Branagh directed it. A lot of Dutch angles.
It's like a third-tier unit in StarCraft, you know that?
Real colorful. A lot of visual
Thor
effects.
Thor is here.
Ostensibly a very stupid character.
You gotta get the armor, you just can get the upgrade for the
guy that runs around with
the
hammer.
I liked the character. I mean,
I mean from the comics, it's like something that seems dumb. But they did their Marvel thing and they made it a good movie. Like, I'll say outright, it was watchable. It wasn't perfect.
I wouldn't say they made it a good movie. I think it had enormous flaws, but one of them was not the main character.
You know, the main character, which is what makes it work. If the character doesn't work, then the movie
is. His obliviousness about how the world that he was in worked was one of the best things about the movie.
Oh, yeah, and then the whole changeover and everything else, yeah. And I mean, that was really all the movie was about, was just that. It was just like, and then smash stuff a few times and things. So it really wasn't much more to it than that, which is why I think I would say it was good, it was successful. It did have some issues with its pacing and sense.
The whole time
it was
watching,
like,
I was wishing I was just watching Fast Five.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. No, I don't know.
I'd like to see Fast Five, though.
It did have a... because it was like they had to get through a lot of intro stuff quickly. And so it was one of those cases of like a first act being really long because they had to introduce the mythos and then they had to introduce the conflict and all of that required like much bigger first act. But it ended up being better than what I thought it would be, which is like a lot of time of him like fish out of water goofy shit on Earth. It was a lot less of that and a lot more like them and Asgard and stuff.
I thought the stuff in Asgard was actually really good.
You always liked Asgards.
Asgard. He said it wrong.
Well, I've heard it pronounced multiple ways.
Heard it pronounced Asgard?
Yeah, I have. Asgard.
Okay. Here's Ryan.
Okay. I thought that the Natalie Portman stuff was almost completely intolerable.
It was pretty rough.
I thought they had okay chemistry,
which is fine.
They did. But her whole thing was garbage. And
being an astrophysicist?
Well, not just that, but like, they kept talking about how important her research was.
Yeah.
Keep talking about her research and how important it was for research. Then in the end, they throw her that bone. Well, it's very important that she continues her research.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares about her stupid research? They've already established that this guy came through a wormhole from some other realm, you know?
A wormhole?
Einstein-Rosenberg.
There's a wormhole in Asgard?
Bridge, yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep. And then
it's not a very good
don't even
Asgard.
Get the frost giant started on it, Seth. Don't even get started
frost
on the frost
giants,
giant.
The Bifrost. There's lots of other things with Bifrost in the title.
Yeah.
Is that funnier for some reason?
I guess it could be. I don't know. It's funny. It'd be funny to you if you were the one that said it.
And all that stuff with, like, you know, it's in that really small town.
Yeah. But that kept it simple, though.
It kept it simple, but it also, I mean, like, the stakes for the Asgardians were high enough because you saw that there were, like, millions of people there.
I guess.
But then, like, the stuff that went down on Earth was, like, there's, you know, at one point there's a big robot guy.
It's like, oh, no, it's going to kill, like, 30 people.
It's going to kill 30 people, you know. But luckily they got the 30 people out, so it was only going to kill, like, 7 people.
Did they have their Asgards on?
They did. I mean, I don't know. I didn't have a problem with those stakes being low or being kind of weird because the whole story was about the character.
Over there.
Chairs.
And so
jerky.
Nice.
I thought they were a water balloon.
Yeah, I know.
But the Hemsworth stuff was really good. Chris Hemsworth was good in that role. I didn't really think all the previews didn't really show much of what was going to be going on, just him kind of glowering at
people. Yeah.
But he was really good.
He ended up working.
Glowering.
Spiders and shit.
Why would you say glowering if you could just say glaring?
Because I like the term glower. As opposed to glare.
Understandable.
What's up,
Rose?
Hey. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I know you're glowering at me through those sunglasses.
I don't even know what that means.
Happy birthday.
Oh, cool.
Hey, use the fire. Sodium nitrite in it. Hey, that's sodium nitrite.
Hey,
you don't want that.
Hey, do you know where those are made?
Sodium nitrite?
No, no. I mean the jerky.
Oh, is it made in Asgard?
Alaska?
You're pregnant, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
You can't be eating this terrible shit.
Sodium nitrite. Last ingredient. Cancer causer.
Oh, I can't
That's
wait.
You're so stoked about that. Like, you found the magic bullet that gives you cancer, and no, nothing no. else gives you cancer, no, so now you'll never, ever die.
I will never, ever, ever eat sodium nitrite again until I forget about it.
Uh-huh. Or until you hear about the next thing, like, oh my god, you use Tide in your to wash your clothes, and that's the one that gives you cancer.
We're going to get rolled up sparks. By the popo.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Uh-oh. Ooh, there's a fire.
Here come
now.
The volunteers.
Just blame it on blame.
What?
Blame it on the blame.
He's a pyromaniac.
You can't drink that. You can't drink that because you're pregnant.
Oh, it contains the hell alcohol. Is that? Sparks lemonade.
It's delicious.
What are the other three drinks that combine with that that's going to make it taste good?
Just that, man.
You didn't bring multiple drinks?
Uh-uh. What?
What's wrong with you?
That's all I need.
He's like the guitar player that like brings like 20 guitars with him on the road, but then he finds like
I got some of this Tapatio Fritos.
Ooh.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Pretty nuts.
I saw Ruffles has a new flavor of potato chips that says Molten Hot Wings potato chips.
Yeah. I was going to get some of those.
They should have a Thor-inspired flavor called Asgard chips.
Have you seen that movie? He just has this blank look.
Have you guys seen that?
Like, he's angry.
Have you seen it?
Like, I don't really care.
He's like, this is so fun.
What a great movie.
You
thought it was fun?
Hey, Blaine,
sorry. Did you think it was fun, Blaine?
I thought it was fun.
I think you're right. I think it was fun.
It was a fun ride.
It was serious.
It was a fun ride.
It was serious, but, you know, but more so maybe than it needed to be.
No, but there were so many... Like, there's so many comedic moments.
There were comedic moments. I thought those were strong, and I liked the Thor character, mm-hmm. but I was just explaining to him that I didn't like Natalie Portman's
Are you
research.
Kidding?
I didn't like her research, and why her research
because
was so
Because it was
important.
Flawed.
Well, first of all, it was flawed, and then the only time her research made any sense was when the thing in
magic.
Her research book that he found...
I see how it is.
They're one of the same.
Show me up with the bottles?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Classy right here.
Was when he found some pictures that she had drawn in it, and then he sketched around them. He's like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, he drew lines.
Yeah.
Did they ever go back to the lab for full penetration?
That's what I have in there for you.
That's the sequel.
The research, right?
They're saving that for the sequel.
Nice.
Yeah, her mom got you a cherry pie.
Yeah, she did.
She's a sweet cherry pie?
Sweet berry wine.
What's it called? I already forgot what it was called.
What?
Bifrost.
Oh, the Bifrost.
The Bifrost.
Bifrost. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Rainbow Bridge.
Bifrost, right.
The Rainbow Coalition.
The Rainbow Road.
I like how it's like he smashes
for
that
Mario
thing.
To drive across
right.
Smash the shit.
He smashed it, and everyone's like, "Oh no!" And it's like, can't they build another one? Like, if they built the
first
one,
they lost all their technology.
They never really
when
gave,
he went into Odin's
suit.
Well, yeah, because Odin used to be a mechanical engineer.
Ah.
Now he's old and he doesn't run.
He's like, oh, the only one with a degree from MIT is Odin.
Well, see, people on Earth thought they were gods because back when they used to pop in and defend them from the frost giants. Like people
pop into the Asgard.
Ridiculous.
people from like the Netherlands or whatever, or you know, Finland. I don't know what.
Yeah. Wherever Stalin is from.
Yeah. They you know, then they would pop in. They're like, oh, these guys must be gods because they have hammers and stuff.
Yeah.
So you notice that he didn't have.
This is the inner circle.
He didn't wear the helmet. No. I'm kind of disappointed by that.
Had wings on it.
Oh, I had wings.
It didn't have wings.
Yeah.
If it did, they were like painted on or something.
Wings.
Buffalo.
Yeah. When he was wearing it that one time.
At one time, yeah.
I didn't have
that. I know that I noticed it.
His hair looked like a helmet, kind of. That wig.
His hair looked wonderful.
It looked kind of like a helmet.
It should have Nicolas Cage play Thor.
She was hoping Nicolas Cage was in the secret ending.
when they first show the secret ending, the guy comes walking out of the shadows down this tunnel, and for a second it looked like Nicolas Cage, but it was just Stellan Skarsgård.
You just got a massive boner thinking it was Nicolas Cage.
For the secret ending, the big deal was they open this box and there's this glowing rectangle.
Yeah. What is that again?
I don't know
it's
what that
glowing
is.
Glowing rectangle of
from what?
It's in something, right?
Yeah, no, but it must be. But I'm not a big enough nerd to know it.
I mean,
that's
something to do with what Captain America. That's the next one, right?
No, it should have something to do with the Avengers.
It's going to be in the Avengers because Loki's going to be the main dude in the Avengers.
Is he really going to be the main
dude? So.
That's dumb.
Yeah. It's dumb.
I want to see it.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
I'm just resting my arm comfortably on Ryan's leg.